You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Welcome in to the most innovative segment.
Write this down.
In all.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Of sports media. It's Write That Down, where we put our reputations on the line every single week, every single Wednesday, and put statistics next to our predictions. Hold each other accountable the way that it's meant to be. You know, all these other talking heads out there that put out predictions and hope to God that you don't figure out that they were wrong. That's not what
you forget about.
Show. Yep.
You just forget.
Nah. Not on this show.
Nope. We remind you through our own failures.
And on Purple Daily, we do it too. So every Wednesday is a reckoning across the Score North podcast. So here's how it works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs statistically on this show. The season runs from Super Bowl to Super Bowl, so we're like 5 weeks into the new season here. And listeners, if you want to participate like Gavin is about to, you can send Declan a message through the Score North app. We'll get you scheduled for some time in the coming weeks here, boys. Let's get right to the accountability session, starting with Judd.
Oh, got an assist last night.
I'm going to butcher this pronunciation, but it's Kuznetsov.
No.
Kuznetsov?
K is silent, and try again.
You're
getting there.
Naga score a
Hustadinov.
Goal this week.
Hustadinov. Murat Hustadinov, who had an assist last night, won a faceoff, but has not scored a goal.
Yes. And he did not score a goal at any point in the last week. And so, therefore, jump is wrong. You did say the Wild, we should have brought this one off the board a week ago. Oh. You said the Wild would trade two players. Well, actually, wait a second.
Was this carried over from last week?
This one, I thought somebody else made a similar one.
I had this prediction that came off the board for me last week. That was correct. Like, we marked that as correct last week.
Okay. Did we just forget?
But that's your prediction.
Correct.
Yeah. Do we just forget to mark mine? I mean, that's happened. No.
But here's the thing, as I'm reading through this. So here's the prediction. Judd said the Wild would trade two players on their current roster.
Correct. By this year's
They traded three.
You can say at least.
Oh.
And so I'm going in the spreadsheet right now.
Oh.
It should have come off the board a week ago. And I looked at it at first glance and thought, oh, this is correct, but it's not correct because they traded three players from their current NHL roster.
But you could have just said
Dem- the breaks.
Got a rebound.
I told you guys Anthony DeSclafani nice. Would end up on the injured list before the All-Star break. He ended up on the injured list before the season.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he'll probably never pitch as a Twin.
By the way, people are, like, outraged over this. It's another – and we've hammered the Twins front office for the Chris Paddock. Because Chris Paddock was, like, a centerpiece of a trade,
Kevin
right?
Malley.
And then Malley was a big – I understand hey, this the frustration is a big push here, forward. Though.
I get it.
But they took him on. They took it. Royce nailed it yesterday. Yeah. They took him on yeah. as part of getting rid of Polanco's contract.
He's a hot potato. But I understand the if you're a casual fan, it is frustrating.
Yeah, I agree.
But yes, he is not. He is definitely not in the, oh, my God, we acquired this guy to help us and now he's gone.
So. Yeah, he was not. I mean, the fact that he was even like battling for the fifth starter spot, I think hurts the PR for this. Like if it were framed up as he's just like an arm in camp and he exists instead of he's the number five starter. That's where they kind of
there's been a lot of how can I put this as nicely as possible? There's been a lot of off season sort of missteps that I think have raised frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
TV, sure. This type of thing. So I'm empathetic to fans, but yes, this guy was not going to pitch.
This is actually better for the Twins because he is not a great pitcher and he's been hurt and you want Louis Varland in that fifth spot over him. Now we could argue, is there somebody else that they could have signed? Should they have done the Blake Snell deal? But
right.
Blake Snell has family on the West Coast. He wanted to stay on the West Coast.
Yep.
His wife's like pregnant, right? That's what Plouffe was saying yesterday. So, okay. Listeners had nothing come off the board. So let's go with one that's still on the board here. Lane said the Vikings will have at least two picks in the first round of the draft. So he's right now, Lane is in position.
Right.
But they've got to make the two picks in the first round for this to come off
the
board. But Lane is in a better position now than he was a week ago, boys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Declan had a bunch of stuff come off the board. We'll start with the bad. You said,
Wait.
Let's check the game today. Are they playing right now?
They are. They don't pitch until
noon.
It's too late. You can take it off.
Okay.
You can take it off. It's off.
It's too late.
Yep. You said Matt Wallner would hit two home runs by
and
this week's Write That Down.
Sucker pops one off the 20 minutes after I made this prediction.
Yeah, and hasn't hit one since. He's been awful this spring.
Yep. You said Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery would sign by this week's Write That Down. You're half right.
What's Montgomery? Slow playing this for. Is he still hoping to get a multi-year contract?
It's weird. Also, fire Boris.
Well, that's another.
It's almost like Boris is like 5 years behind the times when it comes to negotiating.
Yep.
He spent years and years putting together phone book sized binders of his free agents, like Prince Fielder back.
You know
in
what
the
I
day.
Would tell him? I'd say, Scott, I won't fire you if you sign me to one of these. Basically 3 year contracts. That's actually a 1 year contract. You don't get a commission until you get me a multi-year contract.
I'm not sure that demand
pro
would hold
bono,
up in court.
Scotty,
the agreement that you signed with Scott Boris.
You're working pro bono until you get me a real contract. Not getting schnookered again.
Declan said Trevor Larnach would lead the Twins in spring training home runs.
I don't know why I made that prediction. I think I got
he was
baited.
Sent out.
I think I got baited. Like, you guys made a similar one. I was like, I'll make a fun one. And I remember even right afterwards being like, why did I make that prediction?
Yeah, maybe like one home run. You said the Gopher men's basketball team would make the NCAA tournament. They didn't, but they did beat Butler last night in Butler's home arena, right? That was in Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Hinkle Fieldhouse, tough place to go. Hoosiers was shot there, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a real tough barn to go into. I'm really excited about the NID now.
Declan did say that Blake Snell's next contract would have an opt-out after year one.
There you go,
classic.
There you go.
Did,
so. Thank you. Little layup. Mm-hmm.
So with that, and Judd's number is a little off here. In fact, hold on a second. This is the career stats. Let me find Judd's updated number. Judd, you're actually hitting 143, so ignore this number that you see on the screen. I'm at 375, Declan 364, listeners at 286. I'm the only one with a home run so far, but it's early in the season. All-time stats, Declan 360 leads all players in batting average. Dub with 309 career hits, actually. And listeners have 55 career home runs, which leads that category. So, okay, there's the accountabilities. Let's get Gavin in here, making his second appearance on Write That Down.
Gavin. I'm Gavin.
Welcome back, Gavin.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
Great hair.
So what are your thoughts on, you're a Vikings guy, right?
He's got the great hair, guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big Vikings guy.
Dex.
Yeah, great.
Yes. I think you should feel threatened.
Great, great hair.
I think Gavin's hair better than Dex.
I think we may even have this conversation the first time.
I'll do it every time. Yep. I'll do it every time there's a threat to your hair credibility. This is a very serious discussion. I'm Team Gavin.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, no problem, man. I got you back.
God.
I got you right here.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're bros.
So, okay, Gavin, what do you want the Vikings to do in the first round? Do you have any inkling right now?
Oh, trade up for sure. You can't just sit there and wait for a guy to fall down to you. It's got to be one of the top four guys. Preferably to me, last time I was on here, I predicted Jaden Daniels. That's still my preference, but I won't complain if it's one of the first four guys. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's JJ McCarthy, I ain't going to complain. Drake May.
Dude, I was looking up just because we're narrowing down on, they're going to draft one of these quarterbacks almost certainly. So I was looking up just some of the trends, like numbers and fun statistics. We'll do a Purple Daily on this, but Jaden Daniels on deep throws, so balls that travel 20 yards or more in the air. Last year, he had a 99.9 PFF grade out of 100, 22 touchdowns, zero interceptions on passes 20 yards or more in the air. And that doesn't count like running for 1,000 yards, which he's got that dynamic too. So I don't know. I think he's going number two, but it would be super fun if your prediction from January came to fruition.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmerman dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I got to think the Commanders take him, right?
It looks that way.
Like, right, I got to think that he, but I mean, that's fine too. So
yeah. It also helps. Like, he's literally playing with NFL receivers. And if you can, this is tough. Like, if you compare the talent that he's playing with versus the talent that like Drake May is playing with, and J.J. McCarthy's closer to the in terms of like offensive line, and like all of J.J. McCarthy's offensive linemen are going to get drafted. You know, his running back's going to get drafted. Drake May doesn't get to share that same level of talent. Anyhow, we're going to start with Gavin. We're going to go to Judd, Declan, back to me, three trips around the room. Gavin, fire away.
Write this down. Anthony Edwards will make an all NBA team this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. Probably like third team. It's going to kind of ease his way into the all NBA. Yeah, especially after last night. Like, we did a flagrant house today, and he could have came in last night without Naz Reid, without Cat, without Gobert, and said, all right, crack the knuckles. I'm going to shoot 45 times tonight and just see where the chips fall. He decided, I'm going to get Luka Garza a bunch of open looks. I'm going to get Jaden McDaniels some open looks. He was the playmaker last night.
Grady and Jim Pete even said, how rare is it that one player might have both the dunk of the year and maybe even the defensive block of the year, which Anthony had, obviously, that, like, he might have both of them. And both
within a two-week stretch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
I still think the block, personally, more impressive. The dunk's incredible, but the block,
the circumstances was bigger, yeah.
And he took himself out on the backboard, fell, and I mean, most guys would have broken something, and he just got up.
Now, Skip Bayless called it one of the easiest blocks he's ever seen in his life watching basketball.
Shocking. Shocking that Skip called it that. Yeah, I did.
Is Anthony Edwards going to be his new punching bag? Like, LeBron James was for 15 years, Skip Bayless, and he still does it. I wonder if Anthony Edwards, I think we would be privileged if someone in the national media would just pick random fights with Anthony Edwards every day. It would give us good fodder.
True.
Mm-hmm. Over to me?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to stay on the Ant theme. Ant Edwards' dunk on March 18th at Utah will win an award at the ESPYs.
Oh.
That dunk is going to win an award. I don't even know. I don't watch the show. I don't know what the awards are. I know that plays of the year certainly qualify. That dunk will win an award at the ESPYs. I mean, he hurt himself. He took out an opponent. and he had his teammates, their mouths were like open as like, what the hell was that? How did you do that? So I think that dunk wins an award at the ESPYs, which are now in, is it July?
Yeah, it's usually in July. The All-Star break. It's the week of, yeah, where there's baseball. No sports okay. happening. Yep.
All right.
Write this down.
The Dexter.
All right, I'll make a Twins opening day parlay prediction on the lineup. And by the way, a little bit of a brief tease. I believe tomorrow on a Twin show, I'll give you guys my final, what is Rocco's opening day lineups, what they look like, if we want to do that okay. tomorrow on the Twin show.
This is
show.
The final mock. The final,
the final mock
here.
The final
4.0.
mock. 4.0. Yep, the 4.0. So I'm going to tease and give away some of it right here. But opening day parlay. Carlos Santana will bat leadoff. Royce Lewis will bat fourth. And Alex Kirilloff, Matt Wallner, Edward Julian will not be in the starting lineup. Mm. So Santana leading off, Royce batting cleanup, and then those lefty heavy guys, Kirilloff, Wallner, Julian, will not be in the starting lineup on opening day. Write it down.
And cheap plug, yesterday was the first Trevor Tuesday, Trevor mm-hmm. Plouffe Tuesday on the Squonar Twin Show. We launched a new YouTube channel. You can find that. We're almost up to 2,000 subscribers in the first 2 weeks on that new YouTube channel. So thanks to everyone for getting us there. And Trevor Plouffe, he's in spring break with the family next week, but then he'll be going forward throughout the season every single Tuesday. And he was great yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Write this down.
So we're excited. Okay, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid after last night. You go on the road in a raucous environment at Einhorn and Hinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And you deliver a devastating blow to Butler, one of the great heritage college basketball teams. It's destiny, boys. The Gophers, write this down, will win the National Invitational Tournament. And it's a banner that we will be able to hang with pride without any sort of dark cloud. The 93 one, I think we took that down,
right? Did we
hang
the Patino one?
Let's say, did they win it
yeah,
with Patino?
Yeah, I think we did. Yes.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
I haven't
Once
been
every
there for
generation,
a while.
We win the NIT.
I haven't
93.
Been there for a while.
Yeah.
Go Sycamores. Indiana State's next, right? I love that
Oh, are
team.
We playing Larry Nerd next?
I think that's the next game.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
If they that guy is my hero.
Awesome.
I love that guy.
Get the little goggles
I
on.
I think Indiana State won their first game.
Bring them on, dude. Right. Bring them on. Yeah, that they haven't been in the spotlight since like 1978. They're going to get nervous. The Gophers are an NIT stalwart.
They're going to get nervous in the NIT. They're going to melt down. Too much pressure.
Okay, back to Gavin.
All right. Write this down. The Minnesota Twins will sweep the Royals to start off the season.
Let's All go. Right. LFG. What are the scores? Just off the record, give us the scores.
I'm going to say 5-2 first game with Pablo on the mound. Second game, I'm going to go 9-6. Ooh, okay. Third Ooh. Game, I'm going to go 7-4.
Offense. Okay.
Wow.
Offense.
Like rattle it. Those yeah, right yeah. off.
Bang, bang, bang.
I could see, though, if they sweep and they win 9-6 and 7-4, I could see the sports dad coming on the Score North Twin Show. Very nervously, like, boy, we've already run into some here. Starting rotation yeah. problems here. Bailey Ober, this boy, Joe Ryan. Me.
Yeah. They, you know, Buxton's back flared up in game two.
He's back in the lineup today.
Yeah. I hope he stays there for a while. It looks like I was wrong. It looks like Indiana State, if that indeed is who the Gophers could play next, play SMU tonight.
Oh, SMU.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
So that's tonight. I hope the Sycamores win. That'd be way more fun.
Indiana State better hope they lose to SMU because they don't want this smoke later in the bracket. Best to just get the loss out of the way now to avoid.
This is going
to
pave the way for a national championship in 2025. Is that what you're telling me?
I know, maybe a back-to-back national invitational tournament championship. Oh, we'll see. All right, Judd.
Write this down.
All right. I'm going to stay on the Ant Edwards theme here. Ant will go for 50 or more in a game before the season ends.
I think you're now the third person to predict that. Yeah.
50 or more before the season ends.
I might as well
get on. But I did say season. So the season. So if he in game two of the playoffs on TNT goes absolutely insane with Kevin Harlan on play-by-play, this counts. 50 or more.
And Jesse, I feel like here it is. Last week, Mark said Anthony Edwards will drop at least 50, playoffs included.
Have you done it, Phil?
I was, you know what it was? I was 40. Going to predict that, and then he, I was going to say 40, and he jumped the gun. I might have a 40 in there, but.
I'm going 50.
Yeah.
50 burger.
Kind of feels like it might happen at some point.
Write this down.
All right, I'll make a March Madness prediction here. So write this down. All four number two seeds will make the Sweet 16. And by the way, this has happened only six times in the last 44 years that all four number two seeds get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So that's only a 13% historical rate this has happened. So I would say this is a touched home run. But all four number two seeds, and it's, I mean, it is technically like an eight-game parlay, they'll get to the Sweet 16, all four.
Okay. So much volatility today in college basketball. If you look at some of the spreads, even the 116, well, we've had two 16 seeds in the last few years win.
Yeah.
Dude, Purdue has lost to a 13, a 15, and a 16, right, yeah, in the last few years.
They're in danger.
They're Purdue?
Yeah, they're an upset.
They are.
No one picked Purdue.
They are choke artists they are.
Don't pick Purdue.
You know what, though? This is the year it ends for Purdue.
Matt Painter's going to
write this down.
Wow.
Can I get away with saying Purdue will win against the 16 seed in the first round? No, I'll go further than that. Purdue will make it to at least the Elite Eight.
There you go.
All right? At least the Elite Eight. That's probably not a home run because it is a one seed. But
yeah.
If I would have said Final Four, is it a home run?
Yeah, I think so. I do think that's a home, even though they're a one.
I'll just say Elite Eight.
You keep going.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you do whatever you want to do. You do what's in your heart.
And then the Gophers will... No, I'm just kidding. Okay, back to Gavin
Write
here. Your third and final prediction.
All right. Write this down. I think Kwesi has another trick up his sleeve. I don't think it's likely, but I think he trades up with the Commanders and gets the second overall pick.
Wow.
Whoa.
Gavin. Wow.
Bringing the heat. So then he takes Jaden Daniels.
If that happens, Jaden Daniels?
Yes, sir. Yes,
are you Jayden just Daniels. Now building off of previous predictions?
I love this.
You're just like creating a story around your predictions here?
Yes, sir.
Way to go, man. Awesome.
That's how you play the game right there. So, well, since you've got this platform again here, Gavin, is there anyone you'd like to thank that brought you to this pinnacle moment that you didn't thank last time? Or any just shout-outs or words of wisdom for the audience?
Yeah, last time I shout out my parents this time. I'm going to shout out my grandma, who saw I was on here last time. And she just recently beat cancer, so shout-out to Grandma Mickey.
Grandma Mickey?
Grandma Mickey,
yeah, man.
Good work.
Awesome, man. Say hi to her from the show here, and good luck with your predictions, Gavin.
Will do.
All right, keep that product rocking in that hair.
That's good. That's great. So that's some good hair, boys. I always like to see the rival hair for Declan.
The rival hair?
Well, this show doesn't press him at all. Phil's got, he shaves his head, and I've got bad hair, so.
Should I grow mine out? It's been probably 6 years since I've
know. No, don't now. It's been so long, so. I couldn't really handle it if you
We should do like a mean tweet segment. Somebody hit me up today and said,
"Oh, you want to do a mean
tweet? Oh boy,
you want to do a mean tweet segment?" I got
people say really bad stuff to us, especially like during the Kirk Cousins days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I got one today that used a very derogatory term,
toward you,
towards me, because I said something about I had put out a Cousins tweet a couple days ago, and it called me the R word, which was very mean, but whatever.
Oh, like
the R word.
The R word.
The R word.
The R word.
Okay.
Yeah, not a swear. It's not a swear word technically, but it's still very offensive.
Tommy 02049825 on Twitter chimes in and says, "You wear a backwards hat and think people take you seriously." And I gave him the old man yelling at cloud GIF on Twitter.
Sign Such.
Yeah.
You're backward. Oh, take your hat off.
That was a talk to you. Another old guy chimed in and said, "He's right, though, Phil. You look like a dork. You wear hats indoors because you're ashamed of being bald." What makes people log into the internet, you think? First of all, like, I have shaved my head by choice for 15 years.
There's no identity.
I don't have great hair.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine logging on the internet and being like, "I'm bored. It's Wednesday."
I'll be honest, though. The whole, like, you started shaving your head early, and you embrace shaving your head.
Yeah.
Like, you do it all the time. There is nothing worse than fleeting hair and still trying to do, like, shave the head. just, I know this is coming from someone who has very good hair, but like the people that are still fleeting with the small amount, just shave the head. It's all
but
good.
But do you fear as someone with great hair, you're now, you've emerged into your 30s.
Yep.
Does it, the thought of your hairline thinning, does it scare you?
I am 100% serious when I say this. One of the top three biggest fears in my life is balding. I'm dead serious.
Really?
So if your hair starts, legitimate fear of mine.
So in 20 mm-hmm. years, if it's gone, are you just going to shave your head?
I might.
Or are you going to try and get treatments or something?
I don't know. I might. Luckily, I have my mother's hair gene, and all the men on that side, even like into their old age, had great heads of hair on their deathbeds. So I'm hoping that that's still the case for me. But it is a legitimate fear.
You know what they say though, Dex. Hope is not a strategy.
Hope is not a strategy.
Yep, exactly.
But
right.
Genetics are. So I'm hoping that that remains.
I just think that the misconception is that like if not everybody has a good shaved head. So like if I was to shave my head, like if I was to say it's thinning, I'm gonna shave it. I don't think it'd look real good. Like Phil's got a good head to shave. Not everybody does. I'm not sure that you do.
The nicest things you've said to me.
It is actually.
I'm not sure that Dex does though. But my point is,
I do have a noggin. You're right.
It's, very yeah. Like I got the big head.
I got a big head too.
So it's a melon head.
Yeah.
I could see Judd with a shaved head and like a gray beard. Like a like a clean.
Oh, I could be on a dark
fresh
show. Then.
Gray beard.
Like
but,
a very
but
dark
Judd,
show.
You still have plenty enough to work with.
Oh, yeah. No. You know I'm just saying, if I was to shave it, though, it's a big old melon.
That's okay.
Write this down.
Is it really?
Is it my turn to wrap it up here? Or is it Declan, did you make your third one?
We haven't gone.
Oh, we haven't even done the spots yet.
It's my turn.
Sorry. Jug, can you talk about Finch Home Solutions before we make our three final predictions?
I absolutely can, because you know what you should never lose track of? You should never lose track of the fact that Finch Home Solutions, look at the fleet of vans right there. They have all the electrical needs in your house, big and small, covered. Exactly right. All of those, the horn is honking. They're showing up, and guess what? Your problems are gone. We are talking about upgrades to the current systems in your home, electrical servicing, storm damage. Finch has you. Breakers tripping. Finch has you. Flickering lights, which, by the way, can be a sign of a big problem. Mm-hmm. Finch has you right there. Their specials include $199 for a whole home safety inspection. Nothing more important
than, my buddy Noah.
Than keeping your family safe. Hey, Noah. Noah's right there. Noah, Cody, Finch, all of them are there to help you. That inspection, by the way, that I just quoted you at $199, ordinarily $357. Finch Home Solutions, 612-357-2604. FinchHomeSolutions.com, FinchHomeSolutions.com. Cody and his team want to make sure that you are safe and sound in your home.
Speaking of vans roaming around, yesterday I was looking out my window and I saw a Zero Res van going down the street.
There was one down my street a couple days ago.
They're all over the place. It's spring cleaning season, so they're just roaming around deep cleaning your carpets, your air ducts. They have a 4.9 rating on Google with 17,000 reviews. If you get a hold of Zero Res today, you can ask for that Score North special. Get three rooms Zero Resified starting at just $129. And this month, take $75 off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Say you want the Score North special. Spell it forward or backwards. It spells the same. Zero Res.
Write this down.
All right. Judd's third and final prediction.
All right. I'm going to go with the Twins prediction as well. Griffin Jacks will have three or more saves before Duran returns. So Griffin Jacks will have three or more saves. I think he ultimately is probably going to close the most. Sounds like Duran might be out for a month or so.
No, please.
But that started this week. So it shouldn't be, for his sake, hopefully a month of the regular season, three or more saves, though, before he returns.
Yeah. I think he'll have, we gave a bullpen trust tree, and by the way, this happened last week before Duran entered the IL, and we gave a bullpen trust tree. I think Jackson Topa are going to be the first few guys that will get the longer leash. Brock Stewart, to me, is just, I don't know, I think he's a flamethrower, and he's going to be more of a situational guy, where I think Topa and Jack's going to be more of the longer leash situation type of guys.
Wait, is this your bullpen trust tree?
Mine. My bullpen.
So you've gone from wanting Griffin Jacks to not make the postseason roster
to the second,
and now he's second on. Just checking.
Yep. I jumped. I did that, by the way. No one said anything. What the hell? What the hell?
Did you put it on Twitter?
Yeah, I got you know, buried, rightfully so, for that amazing take I had, and then I give him credit, and I get nothing. Not even a good response and a negative response, just no. Dust in the wind.
I mean, I don't know. I think people like to chase the ambulance more than they like to.
That's awesome.
You did take him off the roster entirely.
I did take him off the roster. Too many losses. Too many bad luck.
All right, Declan, your final prediction.
All right, I'll make another March Madness one here. Write this down. We will see at least two double-digit seeds in the Sweet 16. So
yeah, we will.
This is about a 50% chance. There's usually always one. There's always one that obviously gets there. But I think there'll be at least two of them this year. So let's see here. There has been two teams in it at about 21 times out of 44 NCAA tournaments. That there's been two teams in the Sweet 16 that are double-digit seeds. The average is about 2.5. Over the last 44 years, so this is just an easy completion for me that I'm looking for, hopefully. But two double-digit seeds in the Sweet 16, write it down.
I was going to make a prediction after our hair conversation that Declan would need to explore some sort of hair product for thinning or graying by January 1st of 2028. But I'm going to wait on that one because I can unleash that one at any point.
That's true.
And out of respect to Declan, I'm not gonna pile on his fear of.
That's an old school Judd prediction right there.
That is an old school.
I'm not even sure I'll be around.
Every time I see my stylist too, I ask like, do I have any signs of gray or thinning hair? And she goes, nope, you're good.
Oh, gray.
I trust her.
Gray's fine.
I'm okay with gray. I'm just curious on the gray. Like, is it starting now?
It's
like, yeah,
happen.
Yeah. I don't. That one doesn't bug me as much.
Men look good with gray hair.
Yeah,
look at me.
Another man who I don't think has gray hair yet is Richard Pitino. And that man will take his non-gray hair, write this down, to the Sweet 16.
Oh, nice.
The 11-seed New Mexico squad, the Lobos, right?
Yep.
The 11-seed Lobos will beat Clemson, and then they will beat either Colgate or Baylor, right? So write this down, New Mexico to the Sweet 16.
Nice. The Richie Bald spot is larger now, though. I saw
it. It is a little bit. Yeah, he's going to have to make a decision on that.
Yeah, he's going to get some type of hair
John Cena
restoration.
Yes.
No, he's getting hair restoration. He Richard Pitino is never going to shave his head. He's going to get some type of expensive replacement.
Those Italian families, you know, it's I feel like
I mean, you can't be Rick Pitino's son and show up to Thanksgiving bald.
But Rick Pitino's clearly been using some sort of restoration product. To, like, talk 100%. To your dad's guy. Who, I'm sure your dad has.
Hey. So, Dad, what do you do for that?
New Mexico to the Sweet 16. And
I
those
can see
the write that down.
Write it down. You I like writing things down.
Predictions here, boys. All right. We got to run here. But thank you guys for hanging out with us every Wednesday. Write that down on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd and on Purple Daily. Plus, don't forget our third and new YouTube channel, the Score North Twin Show. Almost to 2,000 subscribers. Thank you, guys. We'll see you for a scoop session tomorrow.